Hey
I'm
Josh,
just being
sorry about
honest,
that, man.
man.
I don't know. It's just the office line, man. It's breaking up today, and we've already raised this with the IT, but try and bear with this, please.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So basically, in short, I don't know how much these cost, so maybe give me a low, medium, and high with like what the low might not include that the high would include or something. You know what I mean?
More like three
Because I don't
options
know
to
how much
work
any
with.
of these apps cost. Yeah, for an MVP.
Okay, but any kind of numbers, I mean, what do you think? Is it worth $500? Is it worth say 5,000?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's the thing is tell me an app to download and tell me what you think it might be worth, and then is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, let's do that. I mean, but I think I got my answer. So, the app remains, the cost remains what it is. I mean, we will of course keep some leverage to work with, but otherwise, I mean, it wouldn't change much. So, I'll send you the three options, or at least a couple of options to work with, and I'll let you know what kind of
Couple
difference are we
options.
looking at in terms of that as well.
Yeah, some with like pretty much minimal additional efforts aside from full delivery of a web app plus mobile app. I think it's key to have a web app and mobile app launch simultaneously.
Okay, so you need it for all three platforms then, the Android, iOS, and
Android, iOS, and then web.
okay.
So I think that's key. I'm not a big person to do everything financial related on an iPhone or whatever. It's too small to do all the numbers and stuff. It looks prettiest on a phone, obviously, with like graphical representation and stuff. But I'd say, obviously, I wouldn't want to cut web app out of the picture.
Yeah, that sounds fair. I mean,
But
when you're
if you think web app's gonna double the price of the whole thing, then we can talk about that as the low option of cutting web app. But
Right,
like maybe the
yes.
low option, sorry, maybe the low option doesn't include marketing or artwork or anything else that's not necessary to actually launch the thing,
Right, it wouldn't really look like that, to be honest with you. It's just about, the price depends upon how many interfaces is there going to be. So that I've already figured it's going to be about two interfaces, one for yourself, the admin, right? That's going to be managing the users and everything, the back end panel. And the second one is going to be the front end application that's used by just any consumer of the application that uses it to manage their personal expenses. So that's one thing that's already figured, unless I'm missing on something.
Nope. That's
Right?
it.
And
Okay.
the other
Two
thing is,
interfaces.
Two interfaces. The other thing is, the how many, whether it's accessible from iOS, Android, either of these, and then if you need a web application as well. So I think you've given me an answer on that as well. I will let you know. In fact, let me give you some rundown on what this looks like. So when you go with the first mobile app platform, say iOS or Android, it costs you 60% of the total. Right, so if you're looking at, say, about $50,000, but that's just a rough number I'm giving. I'm not quoting you any numbers right now. So if you're looking at a total figure of $50,000, right, $30,000 is going to go with the first platform. So if you decide to step back a bit and you tell me you want to go with just one platform right now, say Apple or Android, that is going to cost you 60% of going with both of them, right? And then the web application is going to come out to be somewhere about 30% on top of what the 100% costed you. Does that make sense?
I think so. So if both mobile applications are 50,000, then it'd be 30% more of that to add a web app.
Right, so all three of them would cost you somewhere about $65,000 if.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, knowing the 30% rule helps. But yeah, I think Android, iOS are very important in conjunction with one another.
They
And
are,
then
yes.
web app, 30%, obviously, that's good. That's good that you kind of gave me that rough ballpark. I will keep that in mind
So
if
those are all the
the
numbers and
MVP.
percentages for you to play with. What I'll do is I'll give you like a feature list A, and then a feature list A plus B that has a second price, and then a feature list A plus C, A plus B plus C, and that gives you a third option to work with. And then, you know, once we decided, then we can decide whether we want to launch with one of the two, Android or the iOS, just to kind of test the waters and then keep the second interface for next stage. We could that's going to help you keep some window for moving your finances or moving the budget for this application as well, right?
Got it. Okay, okay. So you're saying launch both mobile apps is about 50 grand. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm not saying. So I'm not giving any kind of numbers now. Just this is just for the sake of calculation, right?
So I will look forward to hearing back from you. Do you want to follow up on email or call or what?
I think the next thing I'll do is I'll send you an email. The first email is going to have the company profile, so you can just get better familiar with what we do and kind of a better introduction, along with an NDA if you'd like to sign that before the next meeting. And then I'll start working with the team internally. That may cost, that may be about 2 or 3 days before we get back to you with more like a proposal, proposing, you know, the options that we've spoken about, along with the ballparks and the timeline as well.
Okay, sounds good. I do appreciate everything.
My pleasure.
So, thanks, Rick. Look forward to our next communication.
Thank you for your time. I'll let you go. Enjoy the day, Josh. All right?
You too.
You have a good one.
Alrighty,
take care. Bye.
Bye.